Hey everyone, I wanted to talk a little bit about advertising because I just started advertising my strip this week. I was getting a really steady readership for about 2 months, and I wasn't really losing any readers, which is great, but I also wasn't really gaining any either. So I decided it was time to maybe try my hand at some advertising. So I put together a pretty cool little banner ad, and I started running some ads on Project Wonderful. And it was interesting because I with Project Wonderful you get to choose which sites you want your ads run on. So I wanted to target my ads obviously to the kind of sites which would cater the kind of audience that I think would like my strip. Which actually was kind of a difficult thing to for me to figure out because my strip is sort of hard to categorize. It is science fiction, in that there is a robot and occasionally there is a sort of a scientific or science fiction slant on things. But there's not a ton of it. So if you are sort of the classic sort of space science fiction kind of guy, that may not work for you. It is a gag-a-day strip, but not every strip is one of those. Some of them are a little more reflective, or some of them are just there for story purposes. So maybe that, doesn't quite describe it. So, what the heck is my strip? How do I categorize this thing in a way that, that I can sort of focus on the types of people I want my advertising, the types of sites I want my advertising to be on, and that way I get the best performance for my dollar. So what I ended up doing was taking out ads on in a number of areas. I took out really cheap ads on sites that have a moderate amount, of traffic, and I took out more expensive ads on sites with a lot of traffic, sites like Sheldon and Chainsaw Suit. And basically, when I was choosing who I wanted to advertise with, I basically settled on, hey, if it's a comic I like, then chances are the audience that likes that comic will like my comic as well. And I've gotten some really interesting results. I've gotten a whole lot of traffic, probably not surprisingly, from Sheldon. Because that guy gets an insane amount of page views. I've also got a lot of traffic from a few other areas. Probably my best performer has been the Jeans Journal comic and Roddenberry comic. Those are science fiction gag-a-day cartoons that are very cartoony and very similar to mine. And I've gotten a whole lot of traffic from those, and it's a well-trafficked site, but not quite on the same level of Sheldon. So that proved to be a success there. I also got a whole lot of traffic from Tom DeLaRinga's Marooned, which is a science fiction strip that takes place on Mars, and so very spacey and has robots in it. So I think there's a good connection there. And I do kind of wonder what people who have found my site through those sites think, because it's not your classic science fiction style comic, because there is really very little talk of science fictiony things in my strip. Yes, there's a robot, but other than the fact that his name is Robot and occasionally there is a robot joke, there isn't he doesn't do a whole lot of robot-y things, I guess. There aren't spaceships, there isn't a high-tech future world. It's a pretty straightforward gag strip other than the robot part, I think. So here I am, kind of left thinking about my strip, wondering to myself, what the heck is it, and how do I categorize it? So this advertising experience has been really pretty interesting, and I'm looking forward to trying more.